Hello, good morning. Welcome to the Craze Box. My name is Ace Boy the Man, and I'm live with my boy Groovy Nook. How you doing, Groovy Nook?
It was great. Man, I'm straight, cause I'm chilling, bro.
Heck yeah, man. How you feeling today or tonight, man? You got any plans tonight?
Shit, I'm smoking on this Doja Cub.
Hell yeah, man.
Shit, it's gonna be a flip.
That shit sound like a movie, gang. But yeah.
Shit, that's what we trying to make it on, bro.
Hell yeah, gang. So without further ado, man, I just want to ask you, man, where you from originally?
Shit, I'm from Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Pine Bluff, Arkansas. That's crazy, man. What is your personal backstory and how has it affected the way you craft your music, man?
Shit. I feel like... Shit, I ain't really got, like, too deep into it yet, but shit, you know, I feel like recently, since, you know, I've been losing a lot of my close ones, like, it kind of just inspired me to keep going, you feel me? Because, like, I started out making beats, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I was, like, you know, the way making a beat, you know what I'm saying? You put your heart into it, you know what I'm saying? And then, I fell in love with rapping on my own beats. And then that's when I started rapping and shit for real. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It just, I just always love music on some shit.
That's pretty inspiring, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the universe pushes certain seat. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everybody got their own story. So it's like maybe you were put in a certain position, born around certain people around you that, you know what I'm saying, you were given a certain gift and it's just certain seat was just meant for you to go harder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
How and when did you begin to have a love for your craft? What sparked your desire?
Did I say probably like summer of 11th grade year? So probably what, 2021 maybe?
Yeah.
And shit, like watching like Phantom and Rambo and Rue, you know what I'm saying? Like watching them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like I grew up, you know what I'm saying? Like the young nigga, you know, so. Like, I was in there, like, you know what I'm saying? Certain times where, like, they were recording and shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, that shit, it seemed so tough to me, you know? So, like, I kind of, like, as I got older, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to be the one, you know what I'm saying? Rapping, you know what I'm saying? And, like, having my little squad, like, in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, listening to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was listening to them on some shit, you know?
Yeah, you just want to be in the mix.
I feel like... What sparked it, it wasn't even the fact that I wanted to be in the mix. It's just, like, that shit kind of grew on me, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Like.
You fell in love with it.
It's awesome
shit. You just
shit.
Fell in love with it just being such a concept. You just love that shit, man.
Hell yeah. Then I started looking at, like, bigger niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was watching Studio Sessions. I was watching motherfucking... When Zay was cooking up and shit like that,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all types of shit like that.
What were your original goals compared to now? And how have you succeeded in these?
When I first started, so this was probably like last year around some time, I was just like, I was in the process of like, trying to be a producer, you know, but like I wasn't making sales and shit, so you know what I'm saying, like I would like make certain sales, but you know what I'm saying, like it's like I knew this nigga, you know, so like I wouldn't charge him for the beat on some shit, but like niggas was on some shit. We had Damn, my bad, Twin. What was the question again? My bad.
Oh, yeah. No, you good, gang. I was just asking about your original goals and how have you succeeded in these. Let me add, bro, like, if you have any have any newer goals, too, let me know on that, too. You feel me? Let everybody know.
All right, cool. So, that's what I was talking about. My original goals was, you know what I'm saying, like, just to have, like, a decent little collection of music, you know, but I feel like as I progress, you know, like when I made certain songs, you know, and like seeing like the outcome, you know, it made me want to keep going. And like now I feel like I'm having goals where it's like, you know what I'm saying, we want to get a placement with this producer, or we want to get a feature with this artist, you know, just like some shit that like could make, you know what I'm saying, just kind of make my shit go crazy a little bit, you see what
make
I'm saying,
make this shit like, go global, nationwide,
yeah, like a crazy feature on some shit.
I feel like all you gotta do is, if you come with your bag right, you feel me, industry, but it should take you far, bro, easy, this shit easy, really, you know what I'm saying, just be raw, how would you do, that's it. I see this.
Real shit.
How do you record your music? You use.
Yeah, I ain't gonna cap. I use BandLab.
Hell yeah. I remember when I used to use BandLab, my mixes used to be raw. You feel me? Yeah. All those shit went crazy. Stop playing. I put a Sosa. I grew up, look, gang, look, me, I grew up in a Sosa era, like 2013 type shit. I've been making music since like 2015, my damn self. So you feel me? You know, I grew up in a Sosa wave and a drill wave type shit and just seeing all that shit go crazy. Like, I ain't never thought that nothing was going to be harder than them drill beats. I'm like, oh, the drill beats, that's it. That's it. Until I saw the YSL wave came in and, you know what I'm saying, the whole Rockstar wave that came in, like 2020 and up, bro. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it took over. But before that, bro, them drill beats was it. You know what I'm saying? Them cheese Sosa beats, them auto-tuned beats was it. Boy, I went ham at that shit. BandLab, if I had BandLab as a 13-year-old, oh my gosh, bro. I wish I even had Audacity like that. Feel me? Man, it was going crazy.
I hated recording in Audacity. I ain't gonna care.
Do you have a set specific time and place for you when you record your music? Or do you just go as you go?
I used to. When I first started making music, like, I had to be in my room. You feel me? It had to be, like, after I got done smoking or something. And, like, maybe just go ham on the beat or whatever, you know. And, like, it's kind of weird. Like, I had to have, like, the certain lighting.
Nah, that's it. That's it. It's so necessary. You feel me? When you're in a studio, they put that red light or blue light, whatever light that is. You feel me? Because that shit, it's supposed to it do something to your brain. It just set the vibe in the room and make you go harder. It's like, you know what I'm saying? That shit just set the tone. You feel me?
Yeah.
Is there anyone you currently work under, like such as management or any partners that you are currently working with? Or have worked with in the past?
Shit, Glitch Room. Oh, yeah. It's a producer. His name Vomit. A producer. His name Tab Beats. A producer. I think her name was, I forget her name, but I just bought beats from her. Other than that, Glitch Room, I mean, of course. Other than that, I feel like that's it.
Are you involved or have you been involved in any form of industrial scene? Such as artists like, you know what I'm saying? Like LA, Hollywood scene, Atlanta scene, New York scene?
Nah.
How did you meet these people in? And or before music, such as your friends or anybody that you just collaborated with?
It probably was just through Instagram, really. Not unless we were talking about Rue. Like, you know, like we grew up together or some shit, you know. And like that's a part of like the whole little that's why this shit, you know what I'm saying? So like Rue would take me, you know what I'm saying? And like he would go to Phantom House and like they or like we'll go to Phantom House or maybe even we'll go to Rainbow Crib and like, you know what I'm saying, they go record in there on some shit, you know. And just go crazy.
Hell yeah, it should be sound hella like hella fun, man. Hella interesting shit, man.
Yeah, yeah, I used to have fun, like, but this shit was happening when I was a young nigga, though, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit that happens since then, so it's like, I forget the times, but, like, when it come through, you know what I'm saying, it just be like, damn, that shit was crazy or some shit.
How big is your current fan base at this present moment in time, and what extra steps do you have in plan in store to grow that fan base?
Yeah, right now I think I got like 31 followers on SoundCloud.
How about IG?
But shit, Instagram, I think I got like 800 something. I think like 800. Band Lab? I don't even post though Lab yet. Shit, all my shit.
Hey, VanLab is a social platform too. You can get verified on it. To me, any platform that you can get verified, get that little check mark on, bro. You feel me? Folks gotta take advantage of this because you know what I'm saying. Whether I know everybody looking at IG right now, like oh, IG's where it counts. But really, bro, if you get like say 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 followers on VanLab, that's 20,000 followers on VanLab. You feel me? That's 20,000 followers on a social platform related to music. You know what I'm saying? So that to me, that's valid. You feel me? Folks for sure gotta invest in that.
Yeah.
Do you have any form of clothing line or merchandise that you are able to sell to your fan base? And where can they access your products?
Nah, I don't got merch right now, but that shit comes.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. When was the first time you released a song or album?
Shit, I released my first song. Oh, damn, I gotta see. Hold on. Damn, it don't say when it be posted. Fuck. I'd say probably like 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. If we.
How would you define your genre of music?
I would just say something to groove
to. Some groove to type music. Some groove to type shit, man.
Yeah.
Groovy.
Yeah, yeah, groovy. You know what I'm saying? Some groovy shit, you know. But, like, I put, like, I'm going, like, on different types of, you know what I'm saying? Like, going on different types of beats, you know what I'm saying? I got a R&B beat, but, like, the way I came on it, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, different, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like that's what a lot of people been telling me lately, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way that, like, I'm coming is different. Like, my flows are different and stuff like that.
Hell yeah, I was about to say that the industry is like different, you know what I'm saying? Industry favorite word, different. That's what the industry need, you know what I'm saying? Go different, spend a bag, you gonna go up. No question. Let me see. And why do you like to make this type of music other than something else? Like, say, another genre of music.
Well, like the genre of music I like to make is usually kind of plug and B-ish, you know what I'm saying? Like with my own little stops to it, you know? So I like, it's just like, I fell in love with plug beats.
Yeah, yeah. That's
And so, like, I just like to rap over.
That seems like the new wave right now.
You know what I'm saying? Play beat. Yeah, yeah. I feel like it is, you know, because I'm in a group chat on Instagram. Man. It's Dark Plug.
One upcoming artist I'd like to know, like, say artists that I'm seeing, like Tony Snow and shit. I've been on that Tony Snow wave for a while, man. That shit is incredible, man. Talent, bro. When I first laid eyes on bro, I knew he was one of those. You feel me? I'm like, oh yeah, he got it. You know what I'm saying? He got it.
Yeah. I like that new shit he came with a couple days ago. That I'm standing right here. That shit's so tough.
Man. And what is the process of making this type of music like? Like, say when you in the studio, like, you know what I'm saying, how you be feeling most of the time? What is the process of it? What you got?
It's kind of punch in, punch out. Damn.
So you already be having experience, so you already be knowing what to do. Instant, fast.
Damn, yeah. I just get to talk when I hit a beat.
Any part of your creative activity you don't do, like design of a project cover? Like, say you got somebody else down the line on the sidelines that's making your cover arts or it's helping you push certain things in a certain way?
Yeah, not exactly, but like that's what we're searching for right now.
Where do you see yourself going with your career maybe around, let's say, a year from now?
Yeah, I feel like my fan base, I feel like it'll be, you know, decent or whatnot. And then like there'll just be much more than it. It'll just be better for me because that's just more to improve, more time to improve and shit like that. Because
how I feel is like I feel like decent amount of following is in some ways way better for certain type of artists. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real with you, boss. I don't want to be Billboard chart like number one. You know what I'm saying? Number two is too much. It's too much of anything is bad. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta have leverage. You feel me? Because I feel like if you number one, then it's like if you at the top, the only direction you can go is fall off. You know what I'm saying? And people gonna look at that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like if you middle ground, if you know what I'm saying, you got your little position stable and sturdy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? People already you. It's easier to have your foundation solidified, you know what I'm saying? Instead of something where it's like so fast, like the Billboard charts, and you know how music be changing constantly and rapidly, and much more now that we're in this new era and generation of music.
So, I really do like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, bro. Do you look back at any of your songs, your previous songs that you have worked on that you would like to remaster and or improve upon? I know you'd be definitely on top of them Band Lab revisions, gang. You feel?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, I be thinking, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm always thinking in advance, you know, so it'll be like, maybe like when time roll around, you know what I'm saying? Like I could remaster this song, you know, put a feature on there, you know what I'm saying? Put a hook on there or some shit, you know, just like certain
shit. Hey, y'all, side note, we got to have a live, that live session tool they have at Band Lab, bro. That's what I've been doing with my little homies and stuff like that. They be wanting to work with me and stuff like that. And I just be making music for fun every now and then. So they be having that live session where we could be from one side of the world and you on the other and we be in the same session, moving stuff around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. We got to get that set up.
That shit going to be lit, man. That shit the future. Have you ever performed live? Have you ever had any live performances or anything similar? And if so, where?
What the heck? No, I ain't never really had no live performances. I mean, not unless we say, like, if we talking about, like, private, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where it just be, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm cooking up and, like, the homies around or, you know, some shit.
Yeah. What file?
This bitch finna get fucked. Oh, goddamn. No, that's crazy.
Are you cool? You Gucci, gang? I'm fucking with the energy so far, man. What file and quality file do you use to distribute to your audience? Like, you use, like, Waves, or, like, shit. 320 kilohertz, you know what I'm saying? 320, you know what I'm saying? MP3.
Oh, shit. I usually just, it's usually a wave file.
And your album covers and any meanings behind to the covers themselves, if any?
I feel like they will. But, you know what I'm saying? More like creative, you know?
Any other unusual talents that may help you in your career? Like, do you have any other talents, like, beside music or maybe in music, like engineering or coding or cover design or anything of that sort that may help you in your career?
I have took, like, a coding class in high school. That shit was, decent at that shit. So, I mean, I wouldn't consider it, but I did get the certificate, though, so it's like, I don't know. But, I wouldn't say so.
What has been released to the public so far?
Champ, No Booster with Glitch Rule. And I had put, like, a few beats up on there. But, I mean, they were just, like, throwaways.
Do you have a lot in store for your fans that is currently exclusive and a private? Most.
Yeah, for sure.
At your current career point at this moment, are you able to do any small performances of any sort?
I mean, I could.
I'm trying to find a bar myself. I'm trying to find a food and bar. I'm trying to get that shit going. I'm trying to get into the little flyers, you feel me?
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah, I feel that shit.
How has the internet influenced your work and you as an artist compared to a traditional artist before the internet became a rapidly growing thing?
I mean, I feel like with the distributing platforms and stuff, I feel like they helped me out a lot. You know what I'm saying? The best is, like, I would back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas would have to go, like, actually get out, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, nowadays people are antisocial.
It's just sad, man.
You know what I'm saying? On that side, I'm one of them.
I ain't start on SoundCloud.
You feel me? Like,
I ain't start on SoundCloud, gang. I started on CDs, baby. SoundCloud came later. Hell yeah.
Oh, damn. I was thinking you were going to say Spinderella.
And then I tried to, like, upload my music. Like it was weird back then because it's like 2015 was like a time where you would think you would think that there's a like, oh, it's 2015, bro. Of course it's gonna be sit around, you feel me? But it's like that's one of the last years, bro, where it's like you low key had to know a guy that knows a guy that got a crib, you feel me? And or you gotta like for so like you couldn't pirate, you for so had to like had FL Studio know how to work that bitch too. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that your uncle might have tight seat. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got none of that, you screwed. You feel me? I was writing pen and paper. Yeah. Like uploading on CDs and using a Chrome extension bullshit, bro, to make music, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. One of them apps, you feel me? Hell yeah. Nah, facts though, man. And out of all the songs you created so far, which one is your favorite or one that just means a lot to you personally?
I would say Champs, because like that's the first beat I'm that's the first song I made, like when I came up for like the little break that I had. Cause you know what I'm saying, like homeboy had died or whatever, you know. But like, you know what I'm saying, like taking back from that, and I feel like that shit was kind of tough, you know what I'm saying. And like the way I came on the beat and shit, you know what I'm saying. The way the beat was,
that
and
shit
I
mean actually a lot to you. Myself.
Hell yeah.
That has meant a lot to you and your music career, such as family. Favorite rappers, artists in general that have influenced you at this point, maybe in your childhood?
So
yes, give me the whole list.
Could I give you a list, maybe? Alright, so if we're talking about childhood, I go Gucci Mane. I probably go Webby. Yeah. Lil Boosie. And then if we're going to Atlanta, I go Future. The
Sauce Walker.
Rizzo. And like,
that was coming out 2019? When that 2019 shit came out, when they started coming up, that shit was crazy. Damn. It was the extension to me, bro. So me personally, bro, personal commentary on that situation, bro. So you know how I mentioned before, I grew up like listening to like the drill wave, right? The drill era, you know what I'm saying? The whole drill scene of this shit. Then further down the line, 2016, 2017, most notably like 2018, you had that little New York, UK drill and shit. And I'm like, man, them folks ain't even real drill though. They really, to me, I look at them as trap. Yeah, they trap.
I didn't like that shit.
Yeah, that shit was a slap in the face to like the whole scene, in my opinion, bro. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to any artist that is UK or whatever the case may be, but in my personal opinion, I just didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like Slime Cito and all that whole wave was a damn near perfect extension for the new drill wave that came after. You know what I'm saying? It was like the drill 2.0. You know what I'm saying? New
age drill. Yeah.
And is there anything you want to say and make known and heard to those who listen to you? As well as are there any shout outs you want to give out and mention?
Shout out to my fans, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the people that listen to my music and like actually fuck with my shit.
Where can they find you on social media?
Oh, one groovy nut on Instagram. Groovy nut. One groovy nut at SoundCloud and yeah, that's really it. And I got Snapchat and shit too, but well, that's whatever, you know. You find it.
Hell yeah, man. Groovy Nook, thank you for your time at the Craze Box Anchor. We hope to see you again. We appreciate you and all the supporters from all our viewers worldwide. For additional information about the Craze Box podcast, please check the description below. Thank you. Once again, my name is H-Boy the Man, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
All right, for sure, man. Appreciate it.